Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There ain't nothing like a Game 7, and the Minnesota Wild have it tomorrow night in Vegas as the fans start to come back, and certainly the interest level does too. Hello, everybody. I'm Mike Max, Sports 2 the Max. We will shepherd you through that tonight. A lot of interesting interviews and insight, and our leadoff man knows all about what it's like to play in the NHL playoffs. Keith Ballard has been there, done that. National champion, of course, the University of Minnesota as well. He joins us now. Keith, before we get into a little hockey talk on the Shift Real Estate Hotline, you are in the northern tier, Ballard's Resort, of course, a fixture up there. And how are we going to fish through these cold next few days? What are we looking at?
Bring warm clothes, Maxie. The fish are still there.
The fish are there. You got to figure out how to be better than them, right?
Exactly. They're still got to eat, don't they?
Yeah, I always tell Ron Scher that. I said, the number of fish in the lake hasn't changed. It's up to you to figure it out. Don't blame somebody. You have to figure it out and be smarter than the fish.
Exactly right there, which for people who fish regularly is sometimes easier said than done.
Yes, it is. You know, Memorial Weekend is always a tough one, though, up north, because we never quite know, do we? If we're going to break out the suntan lotion, what we're going to do here?
No, exactly. I think I'm second guessing. I'm driving up 371 right now. I got a cabin in Nisswa, and I'm heading up there, and I'm second guessing my decision to wear shorts. So, it's a little chilly.
Put a good wild sweatshirt on, and you'll be all right up there.
Build a fire.
Yeah. What did you see the last couple games in this wild team? Really, it's like two periods. They had two periods where they scored three goals in each one. What does that tell you? Does that tell you they solved Fleury? Does that tell you that you get as many shots as you can, and eventually some go in? What do you see?
I think it's sticking with it. Obviously, that you know they had the one period where they had one shot. That's a tough goal, but getting right back at it, they played real well last night to force the game 7, really well. And I don't know, like, you look at Marc-Andre Fleury, I'm not going to say anybody can solve him. I think he's won 2 or 3 Stanley Cups. You know, he's played in 15 straight playoffs here, or 15 straight years he's played in the playoffs. And that's a pretty impressive number as a goaltender. He's very good, but the more you can do to make it hard on him, the better.
When you have a goalie that's like that and you're on the same team with him, do you purposely you stay away from him on game day? You talk to him much? What are those guys like?
I think it's all dependent on the person. Some guys are completely normal. Some guys are super quiet. I've been around both. Some guys there don't talk to me, leave me alone all day. And it all depends on the person. Like I said, I've been around both of them, or both types. Some guys are kind of in the middle, and you kind of know when, you know, maybe around 5 o'clock when they're in the middle of their routine, they just shut down. And so it really is. And I've been around a lot of goalies that are sitting there talking and joking around in the locker room until the second they walk out. And they're also very, you know what I mean? It's so different.
What's it like for veterans like Minnesota guys, like Zach Parise and Nick Bjugstad, where you don't play every game in the playoffs and you're healthy scratch once or twice? Veterans go through these things. Is that what's that like? Is it easy to stay up? Is it what?
It's hard. I think you have to recognize the situation. It's really hard, and I can speak on it only because I've been through it and been in those shoes. It is very hard mentally. But when you look at it, and especially when you look back at it, the focus needs to be not on yourself, not on your situation, but if at some point, if there's a run, a long run for this team, you're going to be needed. So you have to make sure whatever you can do to be ready, you're ready. Because there's a good chance in a long run you get tapped on the shoulder and you're going in. And I think Zach's done that very well.
Is the hardest part that you two are caught up in the hype and you two are caught up in the euphoria of the playoffs and you have to prepare yourself as if you're going to play and then all of a sudden you got to just shut that faucet down and you're not used to doing that, and emotionally that is just a really difficult thing to process?
Yeah, it's very hard when you're not used to it. I speaking from experience on that one, but you have to find a way to not make yourself used to it, but how do you get yourself ready, because they are going to need you. And it might not be for 2 weeks. Or it might not be, you know, you might play a bit in the first round, maybe a bit in the third, and then they might need you in the finals. Or, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's one of those things that you have to find something that gets you going, whether it's studying tape, whether it's intently watching the game and breaking down just almost visually like you're playing the game, what the other team's doing, watching and studying how, you know, your own team is playing. There's a lot of different things I think that, and every person's different, every player's different, but you have to some way stay involved. And the biggest thing I think in all of it is making sure when you go into the locker room around your teammates, they know it's not about you.
Yeah.
Because you have those times where you just, it's more fun to be the guy on the ice than it is to be the guy in the stands.
And you didn't exactly grow up not being the guy in the stands if you're in the NHL playoffs, right?
None of these guys did.
Yep.
They were all, every guy on that team, on any team, they were the star at some point in their career. That's why they ended up there.
Is there a right way and a wrong way for coaches to communicate it effectively?
I think that's, again, it's the same thing. It's just like it's a different player's personality on how they prepare and go about it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's your boss, right?
Yep. Like it or not, right?
And that's life, right?
Yeah.
You've got the coach, you've got the GM, you've got the owner.
Yep.
So, some of them are, they do it a certain way, some of them do it a different way. Again, I've been around a lot of them. I've been around the kind of, I guess, father/grandfather type figures who, you know, they've got the arm around you, and hey, here's the deal. And I've been around some that said, we're not going to play, so here's what we're doing. And it's straightforward, and here's what it is. It's your job as a player to maybe not understand or don't always appreciate the delivery, but what's the message? The message is the same either way.
I know, and many times, many of us, what we do is, we want to shoot the messenger that there's a reason they say it, and you say, well, I'm not mad about the decision. I'm just mad about the way I heard about it. It's not that. You're mad about the decision, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and it's great to be mad about it. You should be.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, if you're a defenseman and I say to you,
and coaches are competitive too.
Yep.
And I think at some point, if a coach realizes you're not even mad, they're probably going to start questioning you a little bit.
Well, what's fair game, though, Keith, when a guy calls you in to say you're not skating tonight and you think you should be? Can you say anything you want to that coach and get in his face? I mean, are there rules or is there a code there? Can you express yourself any way you want or not?
Actually, yes. And again, I'm speaking on experience because I've been on a couple different sides of those. Where I've said, all right, I understand. And there's been times where I completely did not agree and said some things that aren't allowed on air.
Yeah.
Is that that beep button?
Yeah, I hear you. But do they accept that because they say this is the nature of our business?
Yeah. Yep. Any coach has heard it before.
Yep.
Yeah. And if they're comfortable and confident and believe in what they're doing and their decision, then they're always fine with it. They understand that as athletes, when you're at that level, that by nature, you're competitive, and you have some pride in yourself and your abilities and your game. So, yeah, there's times when I've been in many of those conversations.
All right, break this down for us. We know it's about the goaltenders, but above and beyond that, tomorrow, is the team that scores first wins? Is there anything you look for in particular?
I liked last night just a consistent effort. I shouldn't even say effort, just a consistent game. It was just kind of keep coming. And I didn't catch all of it, but I caught the majority of it. And it was kind of a game of who's going to blink first.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't much room out there. This was a great Game 6 playoff hockey game in the sense that nobody wanted to give anything up.
Yep.
But you look at a little play like Zach Skip off the wall, Spring Fiala, all of a sudden there's a chance, right? And Hartman scores. Little tiny play, and everyone always says, little plays, you got to make little plays. Well, you see when little plays matter, times like that.
Yep, one thing leads to another. The next thing you know, the game's over. Absolutely. It's heck, but these playoffs are something else. Hey, Keith, you have some fun. Catch some fish. You know, Grillo's up there. They sold their hockey camp, I see.
They did, yeah. Former Wild player Chris Stewart bought it.
Is that who bought it? Big Stu did?
Yep.
I'll be darned. He's going to have that. It's a beautiful camp, isn't it?
Yes. He's in Merrifield, Minnesota.
That's where Stewie is, huh?
Yep. Yep, I haven't run into him. I've been through a bunch this summer, so I'm 5 minutes from the camp, but I haven't run into him yet. So, yeah, we're going to enjoy a long weekend. I jetted out early to hopefully avoid all the Memorial Day traffic.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, back, watch the game, catch some fish.
I didn't avoid it. People are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people are. All over the place. There's traffic everywhere. So,
bumper to bumper on 371, huh?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna curl up and watch the game, and hopefully the Wild get this one done.
For sure. Hey, always good to visit with you, Keith. Thanks for the interesting insights, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Maxie. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too, Keith Ballard on the Shift Real Estate Hotline, talking Wild hockey and much more. Veteran of the game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.